How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And welcome to Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. This is what would be the final episode that I will be hosting of the series. And I would like to say that sometime in 2026 that I should be appearing once again with another podcast for the cannabis industry. But at this moment in time now, I want to thank the audience that have been with me since 2018. And well over 400 interviews I've done on this program. You know, it's amazing what has happened in the time frame of this series for all the markets of cannabis that have opened up and for where we are now today with a possible reclassification of cannabis coming to the horizon for all of us in 2026, which looks like an inevitability finally for all of us and some real relief for investment, for research, for so much more. So I want to be able to continue to be part as a voice of this plight here for everyone in the industry. But I want to thank the folks at Cannabis Radio, for Darren and Brandy for having me have this platform, and for Cannabis Radio in general, just to have this platform to be able to go ahead and learn. Because before I even got into this, I was producing the content. And then I took over and got to do hosting. By luck, is because, you know, when we lost the host that was doing the program, under sponsorship, by the way, I didn't want to go ahead and give up 12 guests that I had scheduled in advance to do the show. So I was like, well, somebody's got to do it. And then somebody over there at this particular sponsor said, why don't you host it? Because I do a lot of production, took over the hosting, never left it since. And I've had a lot of fun learning the industry, and I feel like there's so much more to go along with. So I'm really thankful for all of you that have stuck around listening to this program, and for all the hundreds of thousands of downloads every year that happen to this program. I'm deeply touched, and I'm thankful, and I'm blessed, and I'm grateful for all your support and for listening through all these years, and I hope to connect with you once again down the line. So my next guest for this program is the head of Green Check Verify. We've had Kevin Hart on the show many times. They facilitate over $1.3 billion in cannabis transactions every single month through the U.S. banking system, creating a crucial connection between cannabis operators and more than 180 banks and credit unions, compliantly serving over 17,000 licensed cannabis businesses. So, Kevin, thanks for being on with me here on Blunt Business. Thanks for taking time out. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And on behalf of everybody who's ever listened to you, you know, they didn't charge me with this, but thank you. I've got goosebumps now thinking about that. This is the last show. You've been a stalwart, a constant voice of reason, and it's really hard to believe, you know, having spoken to you a few times and listened often, that it's been that long. It you know, sometimes it feels like, it just doesn't feel like 6 years. I don't know if those are dog years or whatever, but thank you.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be serving at the behest of the cannabis industry. And like, yep, I said, I do want to continue this, but it will be, you know, on another place I will set up somewhere, and we'll make that happen. I want to get into a op-ed that you put out in Green State. Rescheduling or not, banks are catching up with cannabis. And what you're saying right now is that federal change, although it's slow, is that financial institutions right now aren't standing still while they wait. There's a growing number of banks and credit unions that are building programs, letting them serve legitimate cannabis clients safely and compliantly. And, you know, I haven't really gotten too much into what there has been done about banking, since we don't have safe banking or safer banking, but banks, as they see more legitimacy state by state, and also what's going to be happening at the federal level with a potential executive order by this time that would be signed. Tell me what you have been seeing about the banks and credit unions that are getting on board.
Well, I think the biggest change that we've gone from is we've gone from the hard no. I always refer to it as the Heisman pose from bankers when you try to say cannabis and you never got banking out. You get that, you know, hand out forearm, you know, stop there, to what I call more so a curious acceptance of the fact that the industry exists for the financial institution. So there's definitely been a mindset evolution inside of financial institutions. And I think that's been predicated upon a progression of learning from the FIs as to what they hear, what they read, and more so what they know. And the knowing is the most important part, in that they know their contemporaries, their peers, and or their competitors, depending on how they like to classify them, have entered the space. Nobody's been let out in orange jumpsuits, despite the earlier the worries. Nobody's been under consent orders or cease the program, that they can do it. And I think that blanket over the top of that is, still, despite all the early thoughts and everything that's gone on, I think most importantly, again, through that education, they've realized it's never been codified anywhere that you can't bank the cannabis industry. They had the perception that they couldn't. And so once you get over that and show them that they can and they understand why, then it just becomes a matter of answering the question as to how. And they have options.
Now, you also made mention of that for cannabis businesses, that having access to transparent, verifiable systems turns into a bank conversation from an uphill battle into a straightforward discussion about business fundamentals. The more data you can show, the cleaner data that is, the easier it becomes to prove that your business operates above board. So as we're waiting for potential investors with bated breath to jump into the industry, you know, I was just reading from Tim Seymour, speaking to CNBC, talking about the fact that there's a lot of investors that are just right now standing by, already have some investment into cannabis right now, and looking to pour more into it. But in the meantime, do you feel like there's certain companies out there, they are hurting right now, but they're not taking advantage of the banking that's available?
I think the biggest challenge still for the cannabis industry is expanding upon the definition of banking. And so, you know, in the early days, this was really about deposit accounts, account control, but it's expanded well beyond that. I mean, depository account, if you're a cannabis business and you can't have a deposit account, please call. We can get you one. That's not, you don't have to pay us for that. We'll get you someplace. But you know, do you have access to all the other financial and business services that you need that you would expect as a Main Street business? And that's what we're talking about here. Even if you're an MSO, okay, you know, nobody else is out there as, you know, this is not Anheuser-Busch InBev caliber companies. So they're big, but they're not that big. And so their ability up and down the stack to be able to have access to real financial services. And so this means payroll accounts. This means access to capital and all different forms that takes. So lending is its own umbrella. And so we're seeing more and more financial institutions, legitimate third-party providers entering the space without the usurious rates that you used to see in the early days, and in a much more streamlined fashion. And so that's where that expansion of what does banking mean, what does that definition mean, and how does that flow in a much more efficient process for both sides really comes into play.
I really like what you also said in this op-ed about compliance is now the door opener that allows banks, cannabis businesses, and regulators to move in the same direction. You went on to say that it's a foundation for sustainable cannabis banking, not just one-off solutions for stopgap measures. Integrating compliance from the start turns into a box to check, into a tool that actually strengthens the business as required today and as needed for tomorrow. I couldn't agree more. And I've been so adamant about compliance on this program, especially the last couple of years, then I think people don't really put the point of investing in the compliance shows banks that you are invested in your business at the highest level.
Yeah, and it is the key. Well, it's one of the things that nobody likes to think about or want to deal with, right? On the compliance side, and that's one of the tricky parts because, you know, just as we were talking about with the expansion of banking, the definition of compliance, especially when you're talking about the cannabis industry and banking financial services, two very, very different sets of rules, two very different sets of mind thoughts and operational components that have to happen. And so, you know, the whole cannabis stack, the rules and regulations associated with them by license type, geography, product type, payment type, blah, blah, blah. It's long. It's a pain in the neck. And then on the banking side, it's longer still. And so neither side has to live in each other's world, but you want to find that Venn diagram where they overlap in the middle. And that is always be driven by data visibility, and how each side is getting what the other needs in order to move ahead. So, you know, that there is a cost associated with compliance for both sides. And, you know, as long as each other understands and respects that fact, then you can, again, move ahead faster. And that's why from a position, from a green check spot, you know, not an infomercial, that's why we made compliance the centerpiece. Because once you take that atomic level view of data and you make that available for everybody across the supply chain, plant moves, the money moves. As long as that's done in a compliant fashion, now the money can move easier and then the money flows back easier as well. So it's not a one-way street. It's that concentric circle that radiates out and out and out across the entire supply chain. Everybody needs the same products and services, but they have to operate under different compliance rules. That's the trick.
So I'm glad you've had the time to go and do some more op-eds and stuff where you've also written with Cannabis Industry Journal and really just what the banks are really saying right now and where they are in their mindset of the cannabis industry going into 2026. We're going to talk more about that and talk more about Green Check Verified, working more with 180 financial institutions across the U.S. and over 17,000 licensed cannabis operators. Website greencheckverified.com. And we'll talk more about all this with Kevin after a short break. Welcome back. I'm here with Kevin Hart, the head of Green Check Verified. Thank you, Bex, for being on the program once again. And so cannabis and...
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With the Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com. Mr. Journal, you wrote another op-ed on them saying that cannabis banking today, navigating verification, compliance, and regulatory change. You also made mention of this, that banks have moved from outright refusal to cautious curiosity and now to adoption. And notice that's the same thing going back to when we were hosting the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo and starting to get the first initial banks that were offering full service needs for the banking industry. I mean, it's now we're finally at the point where it's almost like the kind of legal services you want. There's a lot of cannabis practices within various firms out there. Now I'm starting to feel like the banks are starting to feel the same way. So you go on to say that they want to know how to serve these businesses safely. What has changed their perspective? Proximity tied to opportunity. That banks started reviewing real compliance data, not assumptions, and that cannabis operators they saw were running tightly regulated, heavily documented businesses, not risky enterprises. Now, how much of that has to be that where states might have the bare minimum of compliance standards? How much of it is that the banks, that businesses they will work with, are reaching a much higher level, let's say good manufacturing practices or even higher?
Well, I think, and you hit the nail on the head there, right? Because, you know, the state level requirements for how a cannabis business operates, very, very few of them have anything to do with, in fact, how the money moves. Okay. So that, you know, one of the common terminologies that was, that's been around the industry from ever, forever is seed to sale. And I've never been a fan of that phrase because it really doesn't have much to do with the sale. It's really seed to sack. You know, it ended up in a bag. That's part of the sale, and or seed to shelf. It ended up in a location that could be sellable. You know, it's the sale of the product and the frequency associated with the transactions there. That's what's worrisome to the financial institution, because that's where the most money laundering and BSA, Bank Secrecy Act, and other problems can occur. And again, this is where it comes down to having that data visibility. You know, how does a financial institution know they're letting good money in and keeping the bad money out? That's what their examiners and regulators are going to look at. And so that's where, you know, that hurdle has been cleared easily. Okay. We do that all day long to that $1.3 billion a month. You know, the next part is now, how do they, back to the earlier parts of our conversations, additional products and services, how do they now do that with lending? And, you know, banks exist to lend money. That is their primary growth mechanism. That's what they want to do. So just having depository accounts, that's wonderful. But because of a lack of rescheduling, because of the tax burden, those retained deposits are not as high as normal businesses because of the additional expense, the operating expense. The money goes in, the money goes out. So that is not as profitable as a lot of the FIs thought that it might be. And we all know that cannabis is suffering with price competition and compression right now. So, you know, but it continues to grow. So it's a beautiful thing. It's just that how do the financial institutions maximize those relationships and treat these businesses like the Main Street partners that they are?
Now, you also make the point, and this is where I also want to come from when it comes to compliance, that I think this concept needs to be understood more. The fact that you are sounding the alarm and saying banks are working with more with cannabis businesses more than ever, that compliance, again, is the key that picks the lock to make banks work with cannabis businesses based on that. The other part is that you make a point here that compliant operators can now open and maintain accounts with a level of predictability that was unheard a few years ago, and that some move slowly, but others begin operations before their banking accounts are fully set up. So, you know, it's about operators who are still finalizing licenses, yet establishing a financial track record. What is it that needs to be done to be shored up on the compliance side and on the operations side that will qualify a bank to say, okay, we're going to qualify you for whatever financial services you need, loans, investment, whatever kind of checking, you know, payroll, whatever it might be?
It's that full visibility. So, you know, if you, you know, when we look at it, we call it, you know, who are the cohorts that the financial institution's going to service? And then how do they develop the recognition and the information associated with that in a very efficient and streamlined fashion? So, you know, you pick newer states that as newer programs come online and or it moves from, you know, a medical only into a mixed use environment. What do those things look like? Different programs, different licenses, different timing associated with it. The financial institutions still at that detail level need to know the movement of the plant there for the money and how that's pulled together. And so they need it to be easier for them. And then the operators equally need it to be easy for them to share that information. And that's what we built, that movement of information back and forth through one single platform, which also allows us to control the price point and the scale. You never want to get into bespoke software when you're dealing with something that has to scale like this. And I think this is where one of the challenges for a lot of the point of sale providers have come in. They just can't go from state to state to state because they didn't take a compliance first posture. So every time they need to do something, and that's true of seed to sale as well, different models, different prices, et cetera, that just gets confusing for people. And the last thing this industry needs is more confusion. You know, we got the market pretty well cornered, creating confusion externally and internally. So anything you can do to eliminate that, it just makes it people easier for them to say, yes, I want to work here.
So now the other part that I know that a lot of companies have been trying to go out there, seed to sale software, tracking software, CRMs that are trying to go and do the best. And there's a lot of good ones out there. Don't get me wrong. We've talked about them all in this program. But it's about combining verification, detailed transaction monitoring, compliance dashboards that make the difference for cannabis banking, giving the confidence for banks to take on new clients while giving operators a clear view of what's expected. Sales reports, licenses, transactions should be easy to see and understand, removing friction, helping accounts get open faster, and now you also make mention of that 4 in 10 financial institutions serving cannabis businesses offer a variety of loans, and that number keeps growing as trust builds on both sides. So do you feel like those operators of the software out there for seed to sale, have they done enough to make themselves not just serviceable for the businesses, but also to make the banks see, okay, if this person has this software and it's more than just what Metric provides, that they're going to, banks will do more with the company?
Yes, it's progressing, but I think one of the challenges that the cannabis industry has had, and I think this is a key differentiator for GreenCheck and why we've been able to grow and scale, is this has always been a demand and a supply problem. Okay, so the demand for the cannabis industry was always present when we first started with the idea of how GreenCheck should work, and it's only grown and scaled since that over the 8+ years of time. It was the supply side, okay, financial institutions that could and would work with the cannabis industry that was woefully lacking, as you indicated earlier, and as we have all lived through. We focused our attention on developing the supply side. So if you build it, they will come. Well, they were waiting already to come. We had to focus on the supply side. So if you look at it from, to all the points that you raised, if you look at it from a banking perspective, and if you look at any particular state or community, and you look at multi-unit and multi-state operators, that FI has to be able to capture all that information and make it available for their rules, their policies, their procedures, their AML, BSA requirements. They don't have the acumen and the ability to go integrate to every different type of point of sale and or seed to sale system out there. That's where the deep hole falls, okay? That's where everybody always fell into and they couldn't climb out of. So the ability to capture that data, bring it forward, analyze it, and present it in a usable fashion for all cohorts is what is needed. That's why banks are able to do this. That's why point of sales can work in any state. So we add that extra layer of compliance that they did not have natively to make it easier for them to go into those banking relationships. And then that radiates out again further.
Now, the other part that we should get into is about what banks expect to, you know, when they don't do the compliance standards. Again, the perks that banks will do by instilling better compliance. We're going to talk about that more once again with Kevin Hart, the head of GreenCheck Verified. Website is greencheckverified.com, greencheckverified.com. We'll talk more about the website and how you can work with Kevin and his team after a short break. Back once again with Kevin Hart, head of GreenCheck Verified. How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com. So you talked about regulatory lessons that cannabis banking already works. Licensed operators build compliance systems in accordance with the rules currently in force. Every compliant account represents millions of dollars that are traceable, reportable, and integrated into the financial system. So what I want to ask real quickly is, when you are, as a business, looking to find the right form of compliance so that you can get a bank to work with you and play ball with you, what is it that you need from that software that will absolutely positively make a bank feel at have peace of mind to go ahead and do business with you?
Well, it starts with account opening, transaction monitoring, and then the ongoing relationship. So, you know, every commercial business banking account goes through pretty much the same process. So being open and sharing that information that are required and realize that it's a process, but it's a necessary outside of cannabis. And so there are a lot of first-time business operators in the cannabis space. So that's critical. And then, you know, the transaction monitoring is just having a electronic point of sale system that's capturing the information well. There are a lot of great ones, as we mentioned earlier. And we just send you the API key and you integrate that, and then we run it through the compliance rules engine. So when we talk about those 17,000 businesses and the almost 10,000 that bank daily with GreenCheck, I would probably tell you there's 9,500 of them who don't have any idea who we are, because we just run in the background. It's a, you know, kind of a set it and forget it because of the rules and regulations. They see the information, they see the dashboard, they rely more on us to see where their cash positions are, because you have cash in transit and multi-unit, et cetera. But, you know, by and large, they're not worried about it. It's once it's done, it's done. And that's part of the, you know, the beauty of it, and the secret, another ingredient in the secret sauce for them to be able to have those relationships. But it's because of that visibility, they can now go to their bank, their banking partner, and say, I'm adding payroll. I need insurance services. I want to talk to you about a loan. I need cash advance. I need inventory because inventory control, because I'm a grower. All of those things now become available. And we consistently see that expansion across the supply chain of the plant with the FIs and the products and services that they're bringing.
So now when we look at what we expect to be the executive order that's going to go ahead and move us forward to reclassifying cannabis.
So it even today, supposedly, we'll see.
Right. But we're going to go to the assumption that we're already going to go forward and that the process to reclassify is underway. Let's go into that thought process. So we know, and we've talked about over and over, all the benefits once reclassifying from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 happens, the end of the impact of IRS 280E will go away, and then banks, it will unlock traditional banking services, lowering the industry's cost of capital, creating a pathway eventually to major U.S. exchange listing. So investors waiting to go ahead and jump in, and then investors will go back at the seat. I think we'll get back to where we were and 2017, 2018, where we saw a lot of seed rounds, a lot of venture capital coming in. Well, I think we'll get that back once again. Obviously, the interstate operators right now that are publicly traded, Curaleaf, Green Thumb, Trulieve, they're all benefiting from it. Tilray, Canopy Growth, you know, they're all getting a benefit from all this right now going forward. But what do you look at in the new year that happens right away? As we're waiting for reclassification to be completed, what is it that you see that's going to be the biggest benefit for companies right off the bat will banks and investors wait and jump the gun to get started on this already?
Some will wait, but some are going to come off the sidelines. There have been quite a few Canna curious financial institutions. I could at least 100 that we have talked to that said the minute it becomes federally legal, we will start our program. They're sitting there in the, you know, in the starting blocks, ready to go for the green light. I think half of them will move, and you know, the people that have looked at it before and come forward. I think the bigger challenge will be, one, I don't think the valuations are going to return to the past levels just because of the competition and the commoditization in some states of how the product is priced right now. And then I also think that the rationalization of some of the licenses across some of the states have created some confusion that is also still going to be shaken out. It's going to have to go through its process. And then we also know that just because a decision has been made, the writing of the rules and regulations is going to take time because this is multi-agency. This is not just the executive order. And it will be the details of that executive order that will be most telling. You know, consistently, the president has said medical, medical, medical. He's really emphasizing that. So what does that really, really mean for the adult and recreational market? Are the states going to have to go back and re-ratify their program? Are they then going to be bumping up and against true now described federal rules and regulations and or laws and policies? We need to understand that. I also think, and I am not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch, but, you know, I think the fact that the hemp ban was put forth just a little bit ago, what, now 2 weeks ago, so we're 350 days away from, you know, that that wall that everybody's staring at for that ban to go in effect, and the fact that rescheduling is happening, I believe, and I love being wrong. I love being wrong because that means I'm learning something. But I genuinely believe that, you know, there will be a single umbrella regulation in and around cannabis at large. What does cannabis mean? And then dropping down underneath that, there'll be new product segmentations, new definitions as to how the product can be utilized and moved forward. And you're going to see big pharma, you're going to see alcohol, and you're going to see tobacco all lining up and grabbing their slots and their product spots. They're in the background. They've been constantly working on this. And, you know, you look at any one of those singularly, that's massive money, dollars, lobbyists, therefore votes. You put all three together, and I'm not saying they're colluding, but they're kind of all picking up their piece of the pie. Mm-hmm. Alcohol's at an 8-decade low. They're not going away quietly. Tobacco consumption is way down. They have the infrastructure. They have the capability. They're not going to go away quietly. And pharma, that machine is never going to go away quietly, no matter what happens. Oh. So I think it's going to be the next level of battles, but being fought on a very, very different playing field.
So I'm here wrapping up the final edition of Blunt Business here on Cannabis Radio with Kevin Hart, CEO of Green Check Verify. Website is greencheckverify.com. Take a minute real quickly, Kevin, to go ahead and tell people about how they could turn cannabis compliance into powerful financial opportunities working with your team. Obviously, you know, whatever changes go on right here, Green Check's going to be there leading the way. Tell us about what you're able to offer.
Well, you know, again, our mission from the very beginning is, you know, how do you connect cannabis operators to the financial and business services that they need? We built the platform for it. You come visit us, come to the website, give us a call, fill out a form, speak to an expert. You're going to hear from a person and a person that can help you and push that question or need that you have into the right market and direction.
Fantastic. Really appreciate you taking time out and talk to me here on the program, Kevin. As always, always been having a good have you on, and I'm glad we got to do this again. So thank you for making time. The website, once again, is greencheckverified.com. Kevin Hart, thanks always for being on the show.
Thank you, brother. Hey, I'm going to see you on the next iteration for you.
Somewhere the trails will find me in another place, another post, and I hope to go ahead and find, you'll be able to find my voice down the line very soon. But in the meantime, this will close it off for Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Thanks for joining us. How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With the Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.